The Vice President Kwesi Bekwemi, Sir Arthur, says government is taking pragmatic measures to address the country's economic challenges. He said removal of subsidies on petroleum and utility tariffs among measures taken to correct the imbalances in the economy. Addressing a forum organized by the Economist Intelligence Unit dubbed the Ghana Summit in Accra, the Vice President said the citizens will soon start feeling the positive impact of these measures. Mr. Emisa Arthur also announced plans to improve Ghana's import cover from 3 to 5 months, as well as managing issues of high budget deficit and increasing public sector wage bill. Bubu Klinogo reports.
The Vice President made a PowerPoint presentation on the rise of Ghana within the global economy. He said from the 1970s and the early 80s, when Ghana achieved the unenviable reputation as the fastest declining economy, significant progress has been made since. Mr. Emisa Arthur indicated that the economic recovery program pursued in the mid-80s contributed significantly to stabilizing the economy. He outlined a number of measures taken to improve the country's economic outlook.
We have taken a number of measures in order to assure longer-term growth. We have, for example, done quite a bit of work in terms of project selection, make sure that the projects that enter into the capital budget are properly selected and properly in sequence, so that it doesn't create problems of arrears that we've had to confront. Saying that we have a reduced ability to finance infrastructure, and we have come up with the idea of public-private partnerships in terms of the delivery of infrastructure projects, especially in energy and roads and so on. We have confronted the issue of subsidies this year in a major way. We have removed entirely the subsidies on petroleum, and we have tackled the subsidies on electricity and in the water. The wage share, the government has been very high in the last few years as a result of the implementation of the single spine salary structure. This year we started the process of reducing the wage share in the budget by allowing an increase in the civil service pay, which is lower than the rate of inflation.
The Vice President expressed the hope that the benefits of the measures taken will trickle down to the ordinary citizens all over the country. An economic analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, Robert Ward, forecasts that Ghana will be among the 20 fastest growing economies in the world by 2020.
Bubu Klinogo reporting.